It's time now for PMC Live. KFSK News and Petersburg Medical Center hold a monthly radio show focusing on different departments and new programs happening over at the Medical Center. PMC Live airs after the Midday Magazine on the first Thursday of each month. So today I'm joined in the studio by Medical Center staff. We have Kelsey Lamb, who's the Public Relations Manager, and Devin Johnson, who's a Project Manager over at PMC. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
You bet. And today we're going to be getting an update on the health fair that's coming up here in Petersburg. So what is the health fair to start with? Just really generally, this doesn't happen every year, right? It's every other year?
Every other year on the even years.
Okay. All right. So what's the health fair about for people? Let's say they're new to town and, they've never been to the health fair. What's going on there?
We're just doing some basic blood draws, and it just gives people a chance that who don't have health insurance or do to have a cheaper price for their blood draws.
Yep, and we've been doing 4 weeks of blood draws. So we did an employee week of blood draws, and then we're doing 3 weeks of community blood draws, and this is all in preparation for the health fair event. So prior to it, we have 3 more weeks. Mm-hmm. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., so you can fast all night, come in the morning, get your blood drawn, and then eat throughout the day. We're doing it Tuesday through Thursday for the next 3 weeks, and then once those are done, we're going to have our health fair event. And the health fair event is on
April 4th in the Parks and Rec Community Gym from 10 to 1.
And at this event, you can get your results, or you can get them on the patient portal. Everybody who comes into the health fair blood draws gets the results on the patient portal. And the day of, at the health fair, at the community gym, we're going to have vendors from... What's the range of vendors we have?
Like, from Guardian Flight to the radiology department at the hospital. And 2 years ago, we had a massage therapist there who was doing some massages, so we're trying to get that again. We're open to anything health and wellness wise.
So it sounds like it's blood draws, getting your results from blood draws, but then also other, there's a presence there of health related people.
Yeah.
Yep. We're actually partnering with PIA this year. We are doing a fun run before the event, and we're encouraging anybody who has a health and wellness related topic, booth, information to share, to register for our table. And PIA is kind of doing that. They're doing a fun run with us, and then they're going to have information at the health fair for programs that they are hosting also. So we're joining up with them to really give a lot of good information to the community.
Yeah, so we're trying to do a collaboration with PIA and the Partnership for a Tobacco-Free Southeast, and they're going to try and do a fun run probably an hour before the health fair starts, so that way you can finish your run and then come in. And we've talked to some people about having some smoothies there after your run, but it's just a fun run for the community. More details to come on that as we figure some of those out.
Okay. For right now, what about more details on the blood draws? So you mentioned there's 7 to 9 a.m., so yeah, First thing in the morning, because you're not even supposed to have coffee, are you?
You can have black coffee, but If you can avoid it, they prefer that you avoid it.
Okay.
It's fasting for 10 to 12 hours.
No late night snacking.
Yeah, and if you still need to get registered for that, you can go onto our website, and it kind of guides you through registration, or you can call me at 772-5737, and I can help you get registered.
In the past, I seem to remember hundreds of people,
yes,
doing their blood draws and getting health data on themselves.
Yeah. I think today we had 50 people registered. Yeah. And we've been pretty full each day so far.
Okay. And from past years, I remember that the blood draws, there was kind of a variety of blood draws that you could get. There was kind of your standard telling you this much information, but you can kind of a la carte add on.
Yeah. I'm not the expert in this, but there's the basic health fair panel, which it's LDL, HDL, white blood count, glucose,
hemoglobin, chloride?
Quite a variety. And that is the basic one, and that's mandatory. And then you can also add on a diabetes screening, the thyroid screening, vitamin D, hep C, syphilis, and AIDS.
And prostate if you're over the age of 40 and you're male.
Yes. So there's lots of add-ons, and each of them cost kind of a different price range.
And it's a very easygoing. You come in between 7 and 9. We encourage everybody to pre-register. It makes it a lot easier. But you come in, you sign in, you get registered, let us know that you're there. We'll ask you to take a seat for a couple of minutes. The wait time's been it's been quick turnaround, usually about 5 minutes, but just be prepared. It can be up to 30 minutes if we get a drop-in. And then we have volunteers and nurses and nursing students and phlebotomists who are all trained. They went through all the training, EMS people coming in, and they're drawing blood all morning, and you get to hang out. And
it's kind of like community chat morning. We kind of all just sit around and talk, and people come in and out. It's actually pretty fun.
Okay, and then they'll be able to get those results, like you said, online or at the health fair.
Okay. Yeah, most results will be on the patient portal within a few days. But if you like your paper copy, that will be at the health fair on April 4th.
And is this covered by insurance?
It does not. It doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Also not the expert in that. But I think because of the price range we do it at, they cannot bill insurance. So it's just out of pocket. Some employers pay for it, but mainly just out of pocket.
Okay, but it's kind of at a discounted rate.
Yes.
Trying to get the most people you can.
Yep, the panel is $45, which is pretty dang good. And then the additional tests are $10 to $50 for each additional test. So you can get a full workup, everything we offer for under $200, which is some of those tests alone cost $200. So it's a really good opportunity to get in and get your blood drawn and just have that on your record for down the road or now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. Well, anything else that you wanted the public to know about the health fair?
I can give specific dates one more time.
That'd be great.
So we are doing it from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the Dorothy Engel Conference Room. You can sign up for March 10th, 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 24th, or 25th. And to register, you go on to pmcak.org, and there's a health fair tab. And if you hover over that, there'll be a drop down to register for blood draws. And there's another tab to pay in advance. We also take cash and check the morning of.
Sounds very convenient.
Yes.
It's probably the point, right?
Yes.
Get as many people as you can in there to see how people are doing here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, this isn't really the topic that we're going to talk about today, but I just want to let you guys know and those listeners out there that not that long ago this morning, I interviewed a couple people about the coronavirus here in town. I know it's on a lot of people's minds. It's all over the national and international news. And then in Alaska, the latest information is that there are no active cases of coronavirus in Alaska. But this morning I did interview Angela Menish with PMC. She's a nurse at the Petersburger Medical Center. And then also with her was Aaron Michael with the public nursing here in Petersburg. And we'll be having that interview on KFSK News probably tomorrow. But just in a kind of a brief recap, they're getting prepared. They're pretty much talking with people around the state every single day about what to do and how to plan. So it's actively being monitored and followed, and people are actively planning for it all over the state.
Yep. And that interview is going to be really helpful. Lots of information for the community who have questions. PMC is encouraging basic hand hygiene. If you're sick, stay home. If you haven't gotten your flu shot, we recommend getting your flu shot because coronavirus and the flu present with the same symptoms. So if we can get the people who have the flu taken care of and prevented, it will help be able to treat the people who may have coronavirus. So there's not so much flu in the medical facilities.
Yeah, they mentioned that influenza, there's been quite a few of a couple different types of the flu this winter here in town.
And it's still active in Petersburg, so if you haven't gotten your flu shot, we highly recommend it. And listen to that interview, because Angela and Aaron are going to have a lot of good information.
Yeah, including, keep talking about it, but Aaron did say she's that people are able to get free flu shots at the public nursing.
Yes.
Starting now. And then they have, so there's no age limit. In the past, there's been an age limit for getting free services there, but this is like 6 months and older that can get free shots there. And then also the side note, which is kind of along what you were saying, Devin, which is if you feel like you have the flu, don't just walk into the clinic. That's a big no-no at this point. If you feel like you, and this is for influenza or whatever you might have, if it was the coronavirus or not, but they would really like a heads up if you're going to be wanting to see somebody at the clinic, to call and let them know that you want an appointment and kind of arranging that so that they can actually meet you maybe with a face mask.
Yep.
Just so you
They can do tests. They can run outside the clinic and swab you in your car so you don't have to get out if you're sick. But scheduling, letting them know is really easy. The clinic has all the information you need. So if you call the clinic and you have any questions, they'll be able to help direct you if you're feeling like you have the flu. But again, there's no known cases in the state of Alaska. We're very low risk. So we're in a good spot. Just wash your hands.
Wash your
stay
hands.
Healthy,
they kept saying that
sleep.
Repeatedly.
Yep.
Yeah. More about that tomorrow, I guess.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kelsey, thank you so much. And Devin, thank you so much for joining us today for PMC Live.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Everyone, stay tuned. We have Chris Lopez coming up for the Street Beat Show this afternoon.